This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A team in North Dakota uncovered more than 20 bones from a mammoth skeleton after coal miners found a well-preserved 7-foot-long tusk. Miners at the Freedom Mine first discovered the tusk over Memorial Day weekend last year. They roped off the site for a team of paleontologists from the North Dakota Geological Survey, who spent 12 days excavating an old stream bed. Clint Boyd, a North Dakota Geological Survey senior paleontologist, said, "Most of the mammoth fossils known from North Dakota are isolated bones and teeth. This specimen is one of the most complete mammoth skeletons discovered in North Dakota, making it an exciting and scientifically important discovery. The team found ribs, a shoulder blade, a tooth, and parts of the mammoth's hips. The bones were taken to the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum Paleontology Lab in Bismarck, where they'll be meticulously cleaned and stabilized. Several types of mammoths lived in North America during the Ice Age, including the woolly mammoth and the Columbian mammoth. Mammoths went extinct at the end of the Ice Age about 10,000 years ago. Woolly mammoths are more closely related to the modern African elephant, and Columbian mammoths are more closely related to Asian elephants. Males and females of both species had long, curved tusks." A popular grizzly bear in Teton National Park in Wyoming, just south of Yellowstone National Park, called the Queen of the Tetons and known by her name Grizzly 399, is now a movie star. A new documentary film titled 399 Queen of the Tetons debuted at the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival in Missoula, Montana, and will run on the National Wildlife Film Festival circuit before being released on a streaming service. A shortened version, 399 Queen of the Tetons, will air on PBS in May. The documentary film on the grizzly bear centers on an incredible period for her after she emerged from her den in spring 2020 with an almost unprecedented set of quadruplet bear cubs. Renowned wildlife photographer Tom Mangelson extensively photographed and filmed Grizzly 399. Mangelson first spotted 399 in fall of 2006. 399's appearance in the Tetons was a big deal, he said. There hadn't been any resident grizzly bears in Teton National Park for 50 years. Grizzly 399 quickly gained fame and admiration because she made herself highly visible. She developed the habit of taking her cubs near roadsides, apparently unconcerned with the presence of humans, and became known for causing epic bear jams as people stopped to watch the mama bear and her cubs. Nobody knows the exact date of 399's birth, but it was likely during the month of January. That means she turned 28 last month, which is a considerably advanced age for a grizzly, especially a mama bear. She thrilled the world last May when she emerged with a new cub that Mangelson named Spirit. Grizzly 399 and Spirit disappeared into the backcountry in November, presumably to den up for the winter. At her age, there's certainly no guarantee that she'll pull through the winter and emerge again for her adoring throngs in the spring, but 399's fans are confident that she will. Former Montana State University Bobcats quarterback and assistant coach Denarius McGee has been hired by the New Orleans Saints as an assistant wide receivers coach. McGee joins the New Orleans Saints staff after spending the previous four seasons as an assistant with the Houston Texans. Fellow former Bobcat Lewis Kidd was an offensive lineman for the Saints from 2022 until the start of last season. The Indianapolis Colts signed Kidd to a reserve or futures contract last month. The Saints also hired Kalispell, Montana native Rick Dennison as a senior offensive assistant. After his own illustrious college football career, Denarius McGee coached running backs at MSU from 2018 and 19 and quarterbacks in 2017. McGee set records during his career at MSU and helped the Bobcats win three Big Sky Conference titles. He was inducted into the MSU Athletics Hall of Fame last month. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.